I'm like, yeah, I'm getting the goose.
418 here on the hard line. Mark Cuban will join us in 1 hour. So let us not forget that Mark Cuban will be on. And then do not forget that I had... Why is that on the air?
I don't know. It's just how it's been.
Okay.
We're working on it.
Oh, it's okay. That I have the Playboy quiz with with my kids. Figure out if they've done it. Is he not answering? Well, that's not real cool.
What's going on with the phones?
He not answer.
Well, that's not cool.
I keep try.
Yeah, you need to keep try.
You didn't have a Playboy in hand.
I do best.
When you asked him about it, did you? Show him some of the comics?
No, I know. I didn't have one on me.
Let him read the article.
You don't have Girls of Enron? I thought we all had that one.
No. Do
read
you own
some,
that?
Read some
Girls
jokes.
Of the SEC? I hung on to that one for a while, but no. The Girls of the SEC for sure.
Really?
Yes.
From what year?
I don't know, 92 maybe? I'll get some of them on.
The Girls of the... I'm moving to the South.
I was in the South. Florida girl was talented.
Yeah, yeah, they were. Yeah, so we got all that coming up here in a short snort. And then, yeah, we'll talk about space and Bezos. Did you watch this morning?
I didn't watch it live, but I'm all caught up.
Yeah, I was locked in on BlueOrigin.com or whatever it was. Yeah.
Well, that took over the internet, didn't it?
Yeah, the internet can't handle
it. Were you watching this morning?
What does this rocket look like? I can't figure it out. It's a wiener.
Yeah. Mushroom or a wiener. Were you watching?
Nope.
Awesome.
Don't care.
Well, I guess we'll have a weird 555
I mean, I'll pretend to care.
Yeah. You'll fake it?
Yeah. I just want him to go up into space and prove that the Earth is round, because there's people that question that still.
Yeah. Just leave those people alone.
I cornered my mom on that one, because she tends to believe some things she sees on the YouTube.
Yeah.
And I started with, like, the baseline. I'm like, Mom, where are we at on the shape of the Earth? I'm like, it's round, right? And she sort of acquiesced. Like, yes, the Earth is round. I'm like, okay. That's a start.
That's a good start.
That's a start.
She got vaccinated, right?
Hell no.
Are you serious?
No chance.
Have you guys had...
Dude, are you kidding?
I know.
There's nothing we can say that...
Does she know Trump got vaccinated?
Probably, or think like, that's a lie, too, that... Dude,
like last night, Hannity came on the air and was like, people, get vaccinated. Wake up. This is serious.
And she does have the Hannity book on her coffee table, along with the MyPillow guy book. And
when did she go?
And Greg Guttenfeld.
Yeah.
Basically,
when did she go hardcore, all in?
Man, mid-aughts. Basically, when Fox News launched.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, maybe it launched long before that, but yeah, and then she went all in. And then it got so bad that two of them are Obama is gay and married to Michael, who poses as Michelle.
She believes that?
Pretty sure, yeah.
No!
Yes.
No!
And Tom Hanks is dead.
Why?
Because the pedophile ring and the Trump and the government had him killed, and it's to fight against pedophilia.
Well, who's playing him in all these films?
Well, I don't know.
Is some warlock?
I don't know that answer.
You know what's weird, too, is that I've read all about this. There are journalists and people all over the world that have had, situations like this. Like, your mom, you guys have a good relationship with her whenever, you hang out with her.
No,
with
she's
her
hilarious.
Yes, but it's just this thing. But a lot of people have, like, the moms have cut off the kids.
Dude, I can see how that would happen. Both ways.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's no one in her family she has friends, but anyone who we know that she will listen to, like, no one. She listens to, like, one or two YouTube channels. And she's like, Michael, you just don't do the research.
Wow.
And then they tell you to look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Do the research.
Well, what am I looking up?
And maybe you'll learn something, Danny. Maybe you'll learn something. And it's always open-ended, And I'm like,
what am I looking up?
Yeah, no,
How old's your mom?
78.
You know what's weird is that I'm sorry we're going off on this, but...
Well, there's no Bob. He won't pick up his damn phone.
Yeah, and that's uncool, Bob.
So Bob's not here. We're going to do the conservative corner.
So my dad is... My dad's super conservative guy, but he's 86. Okay, so he's... And for whatever reason, that jump from where your mom is to where my dad is, that's a huge step technologically.
Like, I think your mom, I'm sure she's challenged in many ways, but she, like, YouTube. You mentioned YouTube. Trust me, my mom when she was alive, my dad right now, not a clue. You could, I mean, like, hey, Charles, what do you think of YouTube? I'm sorry, what?
So where does he get info from? Just cable news?
Yeah, he doesn't have a computer. His smartphone is a smartphone, mm-hmm. or his phone is a smartphone, but he can't see it. And so unless he uses like the magnifying glass,
right.
And so it's just used for calling. He doesn't text mm-hmm. at all. Has not texted in years.
My pop doesn't text either.
Yeah.
I have to text his wife to reach him unless I want to call him.
Right.
That's like when I text Mary to tell Norm something.
Now, I will say,
I do
right.
often.
I will say this, when I look at my dad's phone after, let's say, 3 months or whatever, because he'll get all the spam texts. When you don't text, and I think it's just part of the business that you're in if you're an old dude, the spam calls. It even says Robert Sturm on the guest line.
Really?
Yeah, it does.
How do we know it's him?
Well, it says Robert Sturm on there. You know, Bob, when we said 4:15, we meant 4:15.
I'm so sorry.
I tried calling you twice.
What the heck else are you doing today?
Partying in the Deer District?
Yeah.
I was just in the shower. I'm at the hotel, giving myself a little shower.
Okay, you know? Wait.
He's like, I have to be clean for this. I have to be clean.
Let's set this up. I should have texted you. You know, it's my bad.
Yeah, you should have.
Did this segment come as a surprise to you, Bob?
What are you thinking about the radio show right now?
Clearly.
You remember that text?
Seems to be an ongoing trait of yours.
Yeah, it is, Bob. Okay, wait, so you are, okay, just reset everything. You're in Milwaukee right now, but yeah. The vacation is you're back home, right? You're at your parents' house.
No, not quite, but at Sally's, yeah.
Okay, all right. So yeah. You have decided that the smart move here is go to game six, but get a hotel.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm, okay. So where's your hotel in relation to the
bar? Gym.
You know, 8-minute walk.
Okay.
Nice. Walk. Nice.
Yeah.
Was that difficult to procure this late in the game?
I think we procured late last week, and we thought the game is happening at 2-2, so there's no real concern about windows getting broken or getting tear gassed or anything until they won game five. And now tear gassing is in play, gentlemen.
Boy, is it ever.
Thank God.
Is it ever? Yeah. All right, so
every boy's dream.
So today, what was the day like? Did you just now get to the hotel? Have you been there for a while? Have you been at the pool?
It's been like, here's, you know, the craziest thing. It's like 2011, the thing that I think we all remember was how doggone exhausting those 2 months were. And just, you know, you don't even know it when you're going through it because you're just watching games, and it seems kind of silly to say that you could actually use a break because of the stress and the toll it's taking on everything. And honestly, at a certain point, even in 2011, probably about the Lakers series, it's kind of all you thought about. Like, it's never not on your mind. It would be a, you know, the old psychological studies about how long males go without thinking about sex or something like that. It would be great to know how long I've gone without thinking about the Bucks at any time in the last 6 weeks, right?
Right.
And so you know, to suggest that I've done a nice job of killing this off since Saturday night's Game 5 win, it's been difficult to kill time. But, no, I woke up at dawn. And I played a round of golf.
Aaron Hills?
65-degree weather. No, but it was awesome. Played a great course, and I was like the only one on it. It was beautiful, and nobody's up here. So that was sweet. And then a little after lunch, we made the trek to Milwaukee, which is an hour from Madison-ish. And we got here about half an hour ago, and since we are staying with the mother-in-law, I had a chance here to get an actual beautiful hotel caliber shower, and so I wasn't going to miss that opportunity. And here we are. I'm so sorry, guys.
No. We're getting ready to carry you over. So just hang tight. But are you with a brother-in-law? Is that right?
Brother-in-law and our wives. And
so, oh, the wives made it.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to be making it in.
All right.
But,
good.
But they're already worried about happy hours, so I think they're going to be fine.
Okay, yeah, it's about Marg time, especially if you're Sally.
Marg 30, I think it is, yeah.
All right, well, let's carry this over. Bob is...
Yeah, get dressed.
Feet away from the deer district, yeah.
The lucky boxers are laid out. Put those on.
Let's...
we're going.
Let's dive head first into game six next.
Okay.
Well,
as training camp...
Thank you very much, Dan. On our phones is the guy who... The ticket... Flew out to Milwaukee to cover Game 6, Bob Stern.
First class.
Yeah.
Hey,
God, and I didn't know this, but they flew his wife out there, too. This is, we're rolling in the money here at the radio station. This is big.
Yeah, it's great.
Hey, could be enough, you know?
Right?
It's awesome, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
We're crushing.
Good for you dudes. Bob, I want to know the outfit. What's the outfit? I know some thought did go into this, much like the golfer who has the best golf outfit he has when he's playing the best course. This has got to be thought out. What's the plan tonight?
Well, we had a number of options, and I had a couple people mentioned to me. My son thought I was making a mistake by not going with old Bango, old Bango Buck, you know, you guys have seen me wear it up there, but it's their logo from the 80s. And mother-in-law seemed a little hurt that she bought a Bucks NBA Finals shirt for me and it didn't get the call tonight. And I was trying to explain to her a lot of days in the week. Maybe the finals won't be over tonight. We need to steady as she goes here. That's been the motto all along. So I just went with the new logo only shirt that has worked out pretty well. I think my record in it in this playoff run is very good, and so I didn't want to miss it at all. So pretty simple, guys. We're trying to treat it like a normal game, you know.
Yeah, and but it's not.
Like I said, if we tear gas later, then we tear gas. But you know, it's we're trying to live in the now, live in the present, you know, because in the past that's ego.
Yeah,
and then look to the future. Well, that's pride, but we're just staying in the present.
So this is weird because imagine if this was a normal day up in that area, what the lead story would be, that Aaron Rodgers turned down a 2-year extension. That's all anybody would be talking about. And I'm wondering if anybody is even like, I don't know if you're tuned into sports radio, but like that can't even be a thing, right? This is, you have a chance to be in that city where they could celebrate a title won on their home turf for the first time in the history of that town.
Yeah. I think you know how I feel about Aaron Rodgers, and it's generally nothing but positive. And I think he's a quarterback you'd like to ride or die with. Let me say this, and let me say it clearly. I would trade him right now for literally nothing to get tonight's win.
Yes.
I would trade him for a 2037 seventh round pick to get this win tonight. So if anyone is willing to put that trade on the table,
would you trade him? Would you trade him for the nooch right now?
Yeah, of course. but it's got to be a game six win.
Yes,
I need it tonight. I need to be there. I need to go down in Milwaukee sports immortality as maybe the greatest moment that ever happened in the city. I need that written into the trade. If you can do that, we'll do it for Nuge right now.
Okay, I can't tell you too, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but just the what this feels like there have been plenty of teams of destiny through the years. We always talk about them and teams that have been game sixed and things like that, but man, this Milwaukee thing, and I'm knocking on wood for you, okay? I'm not trying to jinx anything or spoil anything, but just the way this whole thing has played out, where you have back-to-back iconic wins where two definitive plays are defined by the block and the steal, and maybe throw in the dunk, where it just, things like this just don't happen. There's a reason for all this. I feel like it's that way anyway.
Yeah, and I would pay top dollar to have, like, and this is narcissistic, but hey, so am I, right?
Yeah.
I would pay top dollar to have a camera on me for those 10 seconds of game five. Because I can't believe it happened. I can't believe that steal happened. I can't believe they didn't call a foul on Holiday just on principle that you don't take the ball away from Booker like that at that moment. I'm pretty sure the Suns were going to take the lead. And then, more than anything, I want you to know that I would have voted hard no on trying a lob pass at that situation at that moment. That is so ridiculous. That is so against all of your seventh grade basketball coaching principles of risking the ball with 11 seconds to go on a 1-point lead. There's no basis for trying that pass. None. It's not worth it. And they did it. And it worked.
And it worked.
So,
And there's a foul, and he missed the free throw, and he's such a bad free throw shooter that it shanked off the rim in a weird way that you get the rebound right back. Like, it's just meant to be.
We said yesterday that I bet that's about as bananas as any fan base has ever gone for their team in sports history, is that
the
play.
Steal.
That, everything about that play, and the fact that he had the courage, if you will, to throw the alley-oop and then to get it with the foul, like, where were you at? Were you home, or were you at the folks' house there?
No, well, so we were at a place in Michigan because we were at a friend's wedding, and as you might expect, at 9 p.m. Eastern time, it was exit stage left, and so we're in some house that we VRBO'd, and so it was a cool moment because even though I've raised poor sports fans in general in my family, I will say everyone was gathered around and the impromptu high fives and screaming and losing our minds all happened together, and it was glorious.
That's so cool. That is so cool.
It really was.
Were your indifferent kids watching?
Yeah. Okay. And that's what was cool about it was they were super into these last couple games, which, you know, better than nothing.
Okay.
They're going to do them, but they're taking up in the moment, so much so that, of course, I got the – so wait a minute, Dad, I'm not going to game six. And it's kind of heartbreaking, and you kind of regret, you know, your decisions in life and whether you're a bad guy or whatever. But in general, I think he just kind of wants to see Kanye in person tonight more than the game itself.
I heard you on the Musers. You gave him the quiz. All they had to do was name any Milwaukee Buck not named Giannis, and they failed the NBA Finals ticket quiz.
Yeah. I'm not proud of that. Again, probably I'm a flawed guy, but guess what? They know three now. since failing the quiz, Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday have both been recognized as key members of the Bucks. So if nothing else, we've gained that at least.
Well, dude, we are rooting for you.
We're 3 hours and 16 minutes away, Bob. Are you going?
Are you
going
to like rummage through the Deer District?
Yeah,
are you going to check it out?
Yeah, but this is all so surreal. I'm really trying to like play a mental game with myself in terms of building towards 8 o'clock, but not really trying. I mean, I feel based on the last four NFC title games that the state of Wisconsin has been involved in that there's still a plot twist in this, and it's probably really bad. But I'm also, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to live in the now, guys. Trying to think about getting a little seafood here, and slowly working my way over. I don't know what will happen if they win. I mean, I don't know. It's a very emotional thing. This is, I hate to be corny, but this is 49 years of caring about a franchise that I don't think too many people cared about for a long time.
It's given you very little back.
Yes, it's taken. It's taken a lot. It's had nephews and looking at me like, why are we going to a Bucks game when you could take us to a Packers game, Mr. Sportsman? Why don't you get us in the Lambo to watch Rodgers again? And I'm like, no, let's go watch the Bucks. And we were there, man. We were there Giannis's rookie season, and it was like Reunion Arena in the late 90s. It was exactly the same. And I don't know if people will say Dirk kept the Mavericks in Dallas, but Dirk is as meaningful as anybody is to that franchise, and I'm not trying to compare Giannis and Dirk, but I've said this a million times, so this isn't the first time, but I really think Giannis has kept the Bucks in the city for another 50 years, And for that reason, a title is just gravy, because I'm looking around and everybody cares about this basketball team. They're having the time of their life. So, I don't know. It's wild.
Do you see any Suns interlopers this early, like the you know, just the weird Jack Wagon Suns fan?
Yeah, Suns and four guy there, yeah. Threatening to beat
the
everybody
gorilla.
Up.
I'm sure they'll
the
be
gorilla.
Here, on our walk here to find some food, I will tell you that I've seen one black Pumas T-shirt and zero Phoenix Suns shirts.
How about that? Go Pumas!
Yeah. So if that holds, there should be very little counting during free throws.
Have you visited enough ATMs for a bunch of hundreds in case you get on TV to wave toward the camera for us?
I have not.
Come
I have
on.
Not. And I don't think the basketball gods appreciated that at all. I think I think Phoenix is trying very hard to put as much bad karma on themselves as possible. And I'm fine with that. Fine with that. But I'm also extremely nervous.
I hope we see Bob after the game when the Bucks win, and he's like firing off hundreds. You know, just as fast as he can.
Just his upside face down is painted, whiskey bottle.
Just shoving his face in some girl's boobs, you know.
Just everything like, uncharacteristic about him.
It's off. Like putty and with the devil's paint and all that in Seinfeld. Like he's just going crazy.
We need this.
I think everything's in play. If they can win tonight, everything's in play.
Well, love it. Record audio.
What's the spread, Mikey?
I think it's 5.5.
I'll take the Bucks.
Mm.
I think we're going to see a bloodletting.
That's changed.
It's 5 now.
I'm knocking on wood.
I'm looking at 4.5. Okay. Bucks by 4.5, 222.
That's a low spread.
What does the line do if we trade Rodgers for DiNucci, though?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that'll jack it up.
Okay.
All right, brother. Well, listen, you have fun.
It's double digits.
We'll let you go. You got a couple hours you going to have some din-din? Is that what's on the plate here?
I think I'm going to do that and then maybe some karate in the garage. And then we're streaking the quad. So,
Don't peak too early. You want to take the Molly at about 6:30, right?
Yeah, he's right.
7.
Yeah. Made that mistake. You don't want to peak at set break.
we're going to try to meet up with Son Maker before the game here.
All right, bro. Good luck.
Go Bob.
Yep. We'll talk to you tonight if you're hammered enough to give us a call and tell us what it's all about.
Or we may never talk again if it goes the other way.
That's true.
So, thanks to Dallas for being so good to me and my family all these years, and no funeral.
There he goes. All right, buddy. Good luck. We'll see you.
Bye, boys.
There he goes. Bob Stern. Off to the Deer District he goes. What a awesome feeling right now, man. I put myself back in that place 10 years ago, and there's nothing like it.
He's kind of sounded a little nervous.
Yes, you're nervous.
You know?
And Giannis was supposed to be done for a year.
Yeah. Bob was over here saying, just don't play him. This is stupid if you play this guy now. Don't even just think about the future. They would have got swept.
And now look at him.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's why this feels like destiny. All of it just kind of feels like it's all part of the championship narrative.
Until there's a game 7.
Oh, my God. Until there's a game 7.
On a last second shot.
Like Chris Paul, who's been average to bad the last 3 games, like makes a half court shot to win the game, and then we go to game 7 back in the valley.
That's where I'm leaning.
And right as it swishes, they zoom the camera up to Bob in the upper deck.
Miraculous win by Phoenix.
Super fan Bob Sturm, they just see him like tumbling over the third deck.
Surrender Cobra into passing out and tumbling forward.
A Chris Paul 3 to win by 1.
That's your call?
I think so.
Wow. So mean.
It's not mean.
I look, as much as the Schadenfreude of like seeing Bob sweat this whole thing out excites me, I legitimately cannot root against Giannis. There's something about that guy that is, I don't know.
I'm not rooting against Giannis. I'm just looking into the crystal dingu ball.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's already happened.
That's what I'm seeing.
It happens. Danny has been right.
Really?
Several times of the thousands of predictions he's made.
Right.
Several times he has been right.
And then he screams, thank you.
Thank you!
I don't do that.
Although he's on an 0 for Tommy Fleetwood run. Every major, it's Tommy Fleetwood. He just can't get over the hump.
Or Danny Willett.
Well, you had Danny for a year.
I did.
All right, let's do some E! News. A couple of trailers dropped, including Jackass Forever.